Our scripture reading today, Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
And Lord, I do pray that you would speak through me today and touch the hearts and minds of those here. In Jesus' name I pray. I thank God for each of you. I give honor to the elders, the board, the trustees, and the congregation. I just thank God for each of you. So today I want to talk about getting into the zone, and I want to share kind of how I came up with this topic. A little different, but we all watch basketball. I know right now we're all really watching basketball. And so if you'll go to that next clip, I want to talk about the zone defense. I'm not sure who's familiar with that or not, but my son played basketball. Brian played basketball when he was in junior high. And we would be out in the audience just cheering him on. And when they played man to man, they would never do very well, honestly. They just weren't good at playing man to man. But when they would play zone defense, they went on to win the championship. So, as I was back then, I remember getting this thought, and it's now a sermon that I like to teach, but I like to teach it to the young athletes just to get them an idea. But I felt it was important today that we share it today with you all. So this is what a zone defense looks like. So you have your two, shooting guards, I guess they are. Then you have, so don't ask me to explain the names of those positions, okay? But you have three that guard the basket, and then there's two in the front. So that's two, and then you have three. And they're trying to guard the basket. So when they're in that zone defense, their key is to get their hands up and keep that person from making that basket. So it may sound funny, but we have to do that when the enemy comes at us with thoughts that are not good thoughts, they lead us to do things that are not of God. They distress us. They have us worried and stressing over things. Well, I felt like when I was watching them play, I felt like, boy, if we get our hands up when the enemy comes, we have to have something. You know, that's our guard. Making that basket, keep him from putting those crazy thoughts in our us with those thoughts. So we have to get into the zone. We have to get into the zone position to protect ourselves, to protect our minds from the thoughts that come at us. So I don't know if that helped or not, but it helped me. So I hope that it helps you to know just how they do. You have to get those hands up. That's what we would say. Get your hands up. We'd be in the audience. Hands up to protect them. Hands up. That's our guard. What is that? That's when we read our word, when we get into God's presence, when we are seeking after him. That's our hands up. Protect our minds from the thoughts that the enemy brings, from the attacks of the devil. So that's where I got the sermon from. So we're going to get into the zone today. I'm going to talk about that and show you a couple of examples of how some characters got into the zone and how some did not. So Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And so that's our heart, our mind. Everything we do, every action that we make, it flows from our heart. Every thought that we think, every attack that we, you know, that we give out or even receive, it all goes through our heart. So Solomon is telling us to guard your hearts and guard your mind. The example I want to share is because Solomon is the son of David and Bathsheba. And he was full of wisdom and knowledge, but his dad was a good example. David was a good example of not guarding his heart, not guarding his mind, not getting in the zone, that God zone. And David was a man that loved God, but he was able to allow the devil to tempt him. So that's what I want to talk about today, because sometimes the enemy does come and tempt us. We know we should not be doing some things. We know what's our vice. We know what it is. And sometimes it's so easy to just give into that. It's easy to give into that vice and to give into that temptation. But truly, when we're in the zone, we have our guard up, we have our hands up, God helps us to deny that temptation. So let's read about David, though. He had a hard time getting into the zone. In 2 Samuel 11:1-4, So, in the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. So just right there, before I even go to the next verse, he's supposed to be out with his men fighting in battle. But no, he gave in to the desire to stay home. I'll just stay home this time and send someone else to take my place. He didn't have his guard up. He wasn't in the zone. He wasn't where God to prevent something from happening. So one evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. Now, he should have had his guard up. He knows. David knew he was a man who loved women. But he also knew that was someone else's wife. He should have had his guard up. He's a man of God, but he wasn't listening. He wasn't in that zone, that God zone that helps you to say, nope, I have to deny this. No matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, I have to deny this. So the woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. And he went another step, still not having that guard up. He's going to go get her. Then the man said, she is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite. Okay, she has a husband. But no, he didn't put that guard up. He didn't put that protection up. He didn't get into that zone, that God zone that says, no, this is not right. This is not of me. Then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him and he slept with her. Now with her purifying herself from her monthly uncleanness, then she went back home. So, He sinned with her. You know, he had an affair with her because he didn't have his mind in the right place. And sometimes we fail like that. But today I want to talk about how you get your mind in the right place, how you get that where you can deny the devil. You can deny those temptations that may come. That's just one thing. We're tempted by a lot of things. There's many things that we are tempted by. That's one. And I thought it was a great example because I'm going to compare with someone else. But there are other things that we're tempted by. When someone calls you and they want to talk about someone, say gossip, that's a temptation. It's really easy to get into that conversation. You know, she did that. Can you believe it? And do you know what else they did? And you could, before you know it, you're a half an hour into a conversation discussing someone's issues. But we know that that's not of God. So to put your defense up, to get into that zone, that's how I always look at it. Like, stop. I don't want to hear him. Stop it. To stop it. You begin to talk about God and how good he is. You know what? It's so wonderful that, you know, I'm sorry to hear that about her. But you know what? God can help her. Change that conversation. That's getting into the zone. The zone is the place where God is. It's that place where God takes over, where what you know is right to do takes over. So when you're into gossip, it could be gossip. You know, it could even be when you know that you're not supposed to eat something, you know, like a whole chocolate cake or something like that. When you know you're not supposed to do that, but it's just so easy to give in to that temptation. That's when you get into your God zone. You get into that zone. So I like to share this story because, again, we actually are a basketball family. We love to watch basketball. But my son's favorite player was Kobe Bryant. And Kobe could get into the zone. He could get into that zone. And Wynton Marcellus had shared about Kobe. He said when he would stay up late at night on like days before the big game, he would meditate so on that game that when he would come out to play, he was so in the zone, he didn't see anything else around him. And you know, sometimes we as women, men and women of God, we have to get into that kind of zone where we meditate on God. What if when he wakes you up at 2 a.m, you get into his word? What if you start to read and to pray and to talk to him at 2 a.m. instead of turning on something we shouldn't be watching at 2 a.m? We know what is airing at 2 a.m. So what if you're not watching that, but you're actually getting into his word, getting into, he said, that zone is the place where God takes over, what Wynton Marcellus said. And it just really stuck with me that's that place in your mind where God takes over, where you're no longer concerned. You're no longer concerned with what's happening in someone else's life, but you're only concerned with what you can do to bless God, with what you can do to help others. You're only concerned with that when you get into that zone, when you know, I have to resist this. I have to resist the devil is what the word says. I believe it's in Peter. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But you have to get your mind to that place where you can resist the devil so that he can flee, so that he's not there. And of course he's going to come back. So this is something that we have to constantly do. It's something that we have to constantly do. We gear ourselves to meditating on his word, to fasting, to seeking him out. We get up in the morning. You know what was really cool? Maxine's room, Maxine Meether. I was in her room yesterday and I looked at her stand and she had a book and it said, Mornings with Jesus. And I thought, that's so cool. It's like she's starting off her day every day, getting into his presence, seeking him out. And, I just thank God for that. I thank God. It was really neat to see her, but, we have to do that. We have to get into his presence. We have to seek him out. That's the way that we get into the zone. That's the way, is that we meditate on him, that we start our day off with him, that we end our day with him, that throughout the day we are with him, that he walks with me and he talks with me. It's that we have to get into that place. That's how we get into that zone defense. So then when enemy comes, when someone wants to gossip, when someone wants to goad you into anger, I'm not going there with you. I'm not. Why? Because I'm in the zone. I'm in the God zone. And I'm not going to let you drag me into that. Isn't it easy? Have you ever had someone who's just determined to drag you into an argument? They're determined to get we had to show them. You had to show them. Nope. I'm in my God zone. You can't say anything to touch me. It's not going to touch me. You may say the thing you know it makes me angry. Nope, not this time. I'm not giving in. I'm in my God zone. So let's see what happens to another person who has to face that. And that is Joseph. And Joseph, unlike David, Joseph is in his God zone. He knows how to resist that temptation. So let's read about Joseph. It's Genesis 39, 7 through 12. And after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, come to bed with me. But he refused. With me in charge, he told her, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, come to bed with me. But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out the house. Different from David, right? David, he had all of those steps that he could have resisted, but he did not. But Joseph, I love that story because he knew God was on his side and God was going to work. And he wouldn't hear her. It says he resisted every step she tried every day, day after day. It said that would be hard to resist. But because he was in the God zone, he was in that zone that God has empowered me with all of these gifts. He's got a plan. He knew God had a plan for him. If you know the story of Joseph, God had a big plan for him and he couldn't give in to that. He couldn't give in to that desire. It would be so easy to give in to it. But no, I loved it. It said, not only did he resist her when she tried, he took off running. Sometimes you have to run away from it. You have to run away from that situation when someone is trying to goad you into anger, whatever it may be, whatever that desire may be. If you know that going out with your buddies and drinking gets you into trouble, you have to not go out with your buddies and drink, right? You have to resist the desire. It may be something fun, but you know that that gets me into trouble. Every time I do this, I get into trouble. You have to get into your God zone. Nope, I have to resist this. It may be something that I enjoyed at one time, but I'm not that person anymore. I'm not trying to do that. So now maybe you have to go golf friends. Maybe your golfing friends is different than your drinking friends. You know, you have to just switch. You have to switch up and you have to be aware. I just want to encourage you, be aware of that so that you can resist that temptation that may come. And I'm trying to think of temptations that could come, but you have to just be aware to resist, and able to resist that, you have to be in your God zone. You have to spend that time with God. You have to spend your morning seeking Him. You have to be in that God zone is what I call it. Hopefully you'll remember that. And when those thoughts come, put up those hands. You know, you practice it. Nope, I don't receive that. I don't receive that. I'm in my God zone. I'm in my place where God, where God is speaking to me. I'm in the place where God takes over. He takes over my thoughts. He takes over my actions. So if, to do that, one of my last scriptures, Romans 12:2. And every time I read the scripture, I think of Daryl because this is the one that we share all the time. But Romans 12:2, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do not be conformed to this world. You got to renew your mind every day. Renewing your mind. And that's literally what I'm talking about. Renewing your mind. It's just getting into His Word. It's going to your Bible study. Bible study blesses us at the middle of the week. It's just in time that we're kind of Sunday's kind of waning off, you know, and we need that little bit of a boost to get us going again for the rest of the week. You got to get into those praise, make the effort to get into that God zone. And if you can't come to our Bible study, they're online and, you know, they're in your, on your apps and, you know, whatever it is to get into God's Word, so that you can call on Him. Like Joseph had to take off running, you could call on Him. That's your defense. God, your word says you will never leave me. It says you will never forsake me. It says you are with me always. And so, and that's the one I have to, whenever I feel like I am in distress, I have to go back. That's one of my favorite scriptures, that and Romans 8:28, because it's good to know that all things work together. So no matter what I'm going through, He's working it all together for my good. That's my zone. That's my Jesus zone, my God zone. It's knowing that word, that the word feeds me and it encourages me and it helps me to keep on walking. Life is a journey. Life is a journey, and it's not always an easy one. And it comes with hills and valleys and so forth. But when we have His word and it's internalized in us, we can walk in that zone, that Jesus zone. When you do that, my final scripture, Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When you get into that zone, His peace, it guards your heart. It guards your mind. And that's how when we're in our zone, we just want to guard our hearts and our minds, because everything comes from that. All of our life comes from that. So we want pure hearts. God judges our heart. He judges our heart and how we love and how we care for people. You know, that's, it's important that you keep a pure and for Him, that you're not carrying hatred and you're not carrying anger and all of those things and unforgiveness. That's how we get that pure heart. We get that clean heart. He guards it and He gives us peace. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm done. I promise. I'm done. But I just feel so passionate about it. I feel passionate about this because the enemy really can attack our mind, and we have to constantly be aware of what he's trying to feed us, to get us out of what God has called us to do and be, the people do and be. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You. We do give You praise. We give You honor and glory. And Lord, we do pray for each person here today, God. Lord, You will give them that defense, God, to be able to guard their hearts, to be able to guard their minds, God, when the enemy comes to speak into their ear, but God, that they won't hear it. Their mind will be renewed daily. And we thank You for it, God. We thank You, God, also for Your healing virtues. We thank You that You are the healer. You are the God that heals us. You are the God that loves us. And so we thank You today. We give You praise. We give You honor. We give You glory for all that You do, God. We just ask that You do, Lord, be with those who were injured yesterday, God, and those families, God, that were affected. We ask that You would be with them, and we thank You. We bless You today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.